Israeli writer Amos Oz keeps none of his earnings. They go to his kibbutz. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The books of Amos Oz include Where the Jackals Howl and My Michael. His latest is In the Land of Israel, a nonfiction account of his travels across his homeland. Born to East European immigrants who settled in Palestine in the early 30s, Amos Oz became a rebel with a cause.
Rebelled against my parents' world, especially against my father's world, when I was 14 or 15. Assumed a new Hebrew name, which is my present one, and went to live on my own in a kibbutz, which was kind of the October Revolution in my life.
But Oz did not fulfill his goal of becoming a simple, uncomplicated peasant. He sits in a room full of books in his kibbutz, writing more books, just as his father had predicted.
But I'm a part-time teacher, part-time waiter in the communal dining hall, eventual night watchman, eventual tractor driver. The name of the game for me was a creeping annexation of time off for writing. You can't just stand up one bright morning in the middle of such an agricultural community and say, listen, people, I am a creative writer, give me all the time in the world for my writing. You opt for a day off every week. That's how I started, very humbly.
A couple of years later, a couple of books later, Amos Oz summoned the courage to ask for more days off to write. Now he has four, and all of his earnings and royalties are endorsed over to the kibbutz.
But then in return, whatever expenses, reasonable expenses, I have in connection with my work, for example, if I feel like going and shut myself in a hotel in the other end of the country for 3 weeks and do nothing but writing, all I have to do is to approach the unhappy treasurer, tell him what the sum of money that I need is, and he would unhappily write down the check for me.
As a dove, Amos Oz is often a controversial figure in Israel. What he learned as he crisscrossed his nation to write In the Land of Israel, published by Harcourt, Brace, and Jovanovich, next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Amos Oz is perhaps Israel's foremost novelist and short story writer. His books include My Michael and Where the Jackals Howl. His latest is a nonfiction account of his wanderings across his homeland in the Land of Israel, published by Harcourt, Brace, and Jovanovich. Oz lives on a kibbutz southwest of Jerusalem where he teaches English, waits tables, stands guard duty, and writes books. His dovish views creep through, even though he did not intend to write a polemic.
When I'm in a total agreement with myself, I won't write a work of fiction. I'd write a raving political polemic article. It's only when I find that I'm in a slight disagreement with myself and have more than just one voice in me that I know I have in me an embryo of a dialogue, or a story, or eventually a novel.
Oz admits he's not popular in Israel. He has opposed the policies of former Prime Minister Begin, particularly the invasion of Lebanon.
Israeli doves are not exactly the replica of pacifist, make-love-not-war movements in this country. The whole pretext is different. No one of the Peace Now people in Israel is a pacifist. Most of them are combat soldiers and officers in reserve, in the Israeli army, including myself.
Oz says he would go back to the battlefield again and again to fight for his nation's survival. What did he learn as he talked with Israeli workers, soldiers, Arabs, and religious zealots?
With all the sound and the fury, political, ideological, whatever, the country is essentially talkative rather than violent. That people who would say to me that I should be shot at for my opinions were not really getting violent. On the contrary, while saying that to me, they were embracing me with warm Mediterranean hospitality.
Israeli writer Amos Oz, author of In the Land of Israel. Americans will be reading his new novel, already published in Israel, a book that consumed 6 years of his life. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.